Congratulations, Bill and Chair. So welcome. Deanna, did you say last time?
I don't think so.
This is Mike's.
Yeah, Mike did. Would you mind saying sure. A prayer? Deanna, give a prayer and leave us in place.
Our Father in heaven, thank you for this day that we have to meet here as City Council. We hope and pray that the decisions that is made is best for the city and best for the company. Please bless that we can have more moisture, and also please bless the firefighters and everyone that's on that fire that may be able to get into control so it doesn't come toward the city. And bless us that we can make the good decisions, and I say this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Jim. All right, let's keep going through. Minutes were sent out for May 15th meeting. Any discussion on those? It's all there for motion to approve those.
Motion. Second.
Motion by Garrison, by Campbell, all in favor? And for today's agenda, do we have any additions?
There's actually the budget hearing minutes, too, that need to be approved.
Oh, okay. Before we adopt the agenda,
yeah.
Entertain a motion to approve the budget hearing minutes we had last week.
Second.
Motion by Gary and second by Cam, all in favor? And for the agenda, everybody's on there? You don't see your name. Raise your hand. Very good. Okay. Entertain a motion to adopt the agenda.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We had our public hearing last week on amending the budget for this current year ending 6/30/25. If there's no discussion, or if there is, and speak as well, and I take a motion to adopt the amended budget.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Gary, second by Mariah, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed. And for the proposed budget next year, we also had the public hearing on that. Wasn't much comment. Didn't have any public there besides council members. Any comment here today? I'll entertain a motion to adopt the proposed budget for 26.
Motion.
Second. Motion by Mike, second by Bryce, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, Isaac Leach, welcome. Jim, that purchase.
Yeah.
No, stand up.
You're okay.
Well, at the rec center here, a few years ago, we came and asked for a mat. It's a little 10x10 mat to practice on, and that recently has broken. Thanks, man. And this Velcro broke off, and so we just wanted to come in here and ask for a replacement, and then also a place to store it, like a bag, so that it doesn't get sat on and the Velcro all ripped off. That's really it.
Cool. What do you remember? I don't remember how much we paid for that. Do you have any cost estimates or?
I think it was a 10x10 mat. I think it was like just a little under 1,000. Maybe right around that.
The back, like it would be drilled into a bag or something, is that what you understand?
Yeah, we hopefully could stand it up in a bag or just hopefully so that no one would mess with it.
That's cool. That's cool.
Comments? I'm trying to see if I can find that.
I don't know where
everybody got it. But I can help us with it. Let me see if I can pull up in the minutes. Council, do you want to do an off UC or?
I wonder if we got to get a bid first.
So Isaac isn't explaining everything. Continue.
12x12 one is like 1600. It's a little bit more.
Okay. There's a bag. Is that for jujitsu?
Yeah, the jujitsu.
There's a few here that support it. Isaac uses it. I would use it. We asked James to come. James uses it. Manny uses it. Biggs over at Ebenezer's likes to use it. So you got a few guys in the community that would use it this summer. In the winter, when these guys all depart, it would kind of sit stagnant.
Does Cheer use it all to practice, or did they use the last one?
What is it?
Did Cheer? Did they ever use like the last one to
talk? No, but that's a good point, James. I know. What's the karate guy?
Alberto.
I know he uses it occasionally. Because I stole it once and he asked where it went. So I do know he uses it.
What I'm wondering is if we don't get some bids to see about a gym mat that anchors to the roof, comes down, and then we roll it out that way. That way it's out of everyone's way as well. But whenever they want it, they can use it that way, kind of like these other gyms do. And maybe we, instead of shooting for a 15x15, maybe it's half the court. I don't know. It's a thought I've been wondering with right now.
Council?
I mean, are they looking for like an actual wrestling type mat, or like the black roll up ones that we've had in there?
Well, those roll-up ones,
that's good to use. So you have those black mats that roll up, and it's just foam or whatever. Is that what you're looking for? Are you looking for an actual wrestling style?
Yeah, those are the ones that broke. So those used to Velcro together, and the Velcro ripped off. So it was 10x10, but now it's like 2.5x5. So for whatever that is, 5x10. So they're a lot smaller. One of those, I know what you're talking about, like the things that would lift them up. If we got a 12x12 mat, I don't know if we'd really need one of those, because those are really used for like bigger, heavier mats, but I'd be okay with that too. I'm sure we could honestly figure something out where we could just put it up there. We wouldn't even need to get one. You would lift it.
I mean, I don't think that 1600 is too much.
Yeah.
That's what they would do, you know.
Yeah, last time too, is we bought the last one in March of 21, and I think it's just under 1,200. Well, it probably was about 1,000. We did not exceed 1,200, and part of that was shipping. So,
is it light enough that people can move it around?
Yeah, it would be.
Like, so like you need to move it out for a trip, you know, something going on.
Does it also come apart? I mean, is it Velcro too?
Probably would.
I think if it can like roll up and go like you said in a bag, or you can just roll up and then stand up against the wall and put like a couple bungees, you know, something to hold it against the wall. I don't know.
Since you kind of know what you're looking for, do you want to get some estimates, price them out?
Yeah.
We don't meet again for like 3 weeks, so. You got a pretty good estimate of what it might be. Are you guys okay with not exceeding, or do you want to see prices? I think maybe you got to do it.
Maybe I mean, I couldn't tell if you have an estimate or not. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, let me. I'll pull up like the exact price.
I've seen a ton of 10x10 wrestling style mats.
Yeah.
How much is something that you're looking for?
I don't know. I've never priced any of those. Yeah, I mean you're expensive, but you go out
on Dolmier, I'm looking at two. They're $1,500 right now, and then I'm sure shipping would be something.
What was it? 15x15.
The 15x15 was like 1,000. One was like 2,600.
This is a 12x12 or something?
Yeah, this is a 12x12.
Is it a single, like, one solid piece?
No, it's built.
So it's two pieces?
Yeah.
That create the full width?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's looking at Dolmer, which is the same brand that is in there. So it'd be the same, it's the same, but bigger.
Same, but bigger?
Yeah.
Okay. Does it have a bag with it?
This one doesn't. But I'm sure bungees would work, do you think?
If we just roll them up. I think if we just roll them up and if I put some nice eye bolts in the walls and just bungee, a couple bungees around them to hold them on the walls. Something like that. Get it out of the way. And
yeah, because we found the map on, you know, we would put it on the bleachers or we would roll it to the side, but we'd go in there and it would be unrolled and footprints all over it. And it wasn't.
I would even go as far as, you know, we could, one of those, like, we could even lock it, you know, so that the instructors or coaches, whoever, can have access. So that's just, not everybody's grabbing these mats and unrolling them and,
yeah, that'd,
you know,
be great.
Making a mess of them.
Would you say 15?
Yeah, plus shipping tax.
We can get it without tax and drive. Any other discussion? No, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion to purchase the wrestling mat not to exceed $2,000.
I'll second.
Motion by Mike, second by Gary, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. If you want to hang out after me or be around, would you?
We told him this we can get an order. And do you want to send me the link? Like, can you send me the link to that?
Yeah.
And I'll see if I can look at it and get an order with no taxes or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Isaac. Anything else? Anyone else to spot the top? One of your comments in minutes? You can Google your name and it'll show up, and there's a rescue in the city town minutes.
There you
go. Call into this.
It was like I put Pete.
Yeah,
Pete.
Sorry, Pete.
That's
all right. Thanks for coming.
All
right. You're welcome. Fire restrictions. Just sent them out to the council. Same restrictions, stage one restrictions. Send every year. Did I send you the updated one?
This morning?
No.
I got one this morning.
Oh, did you? Okay. That's probably my send later. Yeah, that's it
this morning.
Does everything look okay?
Yeah.
What are they, if you don't mind? I have some
restrictions.
Yeah,
like one.
Setting, building, maintaining, attending, or using open fires of any kind except within the facilities designated for them in approved campgrounds, picnic areas, for home sites where running water is present. So the campground would be alright as long as they keep the fires within the pits that they have, established pits. Smoking except within enclosed vehicle, camp trailer, or building, a developed recreation site, or while stopped in an area that is paved and free from dry vegetation, discharging and use of any kind of fireworks, trace or ammunition, or other pyrotechnic devices, including exploding targets, cutting, welding, or grinding metal in areas of dry vegetation. Which we had a fire we responded to a couple weeks ago out of John's Alley that was an hour. And it went from zero to an acre in about 30 seconds, they said. It was lovely. They had a little uni loader out there and got kind of fire on where the tip level was, and then we got out and things put it out. So it is dry. Anyway, operating a motorcycle, chainsaw, ATV, or other small internal combustion engine without an approved or working spark arrestor. Then there is a waiver of persons with permit, no waiver specifically authorized a specific act at a specific location. There's the burn pits that fall into that. I just need to go check them again and make sure there isn't any dry vegetation around them. Alright, we'll do a verbal permit in case we're alright with that.
Yep.
Just a verbal authorization when we need to burn those. And then any on duty firefighter performing in the official duty. And then it specifies the fireworks. Only fireworks approved by the Utah State Fire Marshal will be allowed to be ignited, and then fireworks, the personal fireworks will be in the rodeo arena, you know, and then we're going to find out where our fireworks
are. I've had people call me in the past asking about the rodeo, and I just kind of put them in contact with Brady and work out. That's where we're good. Any discussion? I'll entertain a motion to adopt fire restrictions.
ordinance as they were in.
I'll second.
Motion by Mike, second by Cam, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. And item E, adopt the URS employee policy.
So yeah, I emailed that out. It was a pretty generic policy. When we went through the URS audit, we didn't have that in our handbook, so I'm just going to amend that to add it. But then I really haven't had my conversation with Ron on Lexapro. If the cities can put their handbooks in there, like the fire department does, can we use that same account? Do we need a new account? Is it worth it?
A lot cheaper.
Because with things just change rather than trying to update a paper handbook. I mean, ours is outdated anyways. I don't know if we go that route. What are your?
I'll just see if that's got an option of just general city.
Okay.
And then they also, part of the subscription is that it's checked once a year. Any state legislation or any federal rules change, it suggests the changes in the handbook.
So we'll get some pricing on that and how we can go forward on the Orbit Electronic. I looked at QuickBooks to see if they had some type of HR module, and they didn't, so I don't know. So if you'll do a motion to at least adopt that policy, and then we can look into electronic methods.
Okay.
I'll work with Ron on them.
Okay. Entertain a motion to adopt the URS employee policy.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Gary, second by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Shuttle enhancement design, repair maintenance. I said we had a photo of the guns in the middle. I don't know what that was.
The original one? Just the designer?
Yeah, I think that.
23,000 on that. That includes all the engineering work, landscape architecture, site, civil design, bidding and contractor procurement, construction engineering, and surveying. That's what totaled up to 21,400.
Questions, comments?
That's just for the engineering. Do we have an estimate on the actual work?
That includes them putting it out for, just the design, and then they'll tell us about how much it'll be there approximately. But this one does, like, versus the one we did for the park, this one actually goes as far as final design and bid package, bid advertisement, contractor selection, construction start, and then construction completion. Part was only kind of ended with a preliminary design review. So I think we're going to do it for them.
I like this project back in the day. I would have thought. going around the corner where that building is, I was changing them, and then mainly how they would wash buses, I would fix those stairs and take those away. What else am I forgetting?
Would they do something where that container got placed to replace the gravel?
Yeah.
Well, there's like a connection across the...
Yeah, that would all go to the sidewalk. It goes away from the sidewalks.
Yeah.
It's good to be an engineer.
I don't know if that's what Mike was saying. I mean, I don't... But it is out. Probably approve this, but we can make sure that
safety siding project for Auburn S, and she got a flag pulled up.
How tall was that?
35. I think I had 25. It's 35. The only, well, it got delayed. I don't know if they got updated the time on it, but because if you go out here and look at the side right here, you can see that big old gap in between the door and the room. Because it's kind of falls on Jones and Mill and being on time, and, you know, the contractor Jared doesn't know way ahead of time. He's waiting for Jones and Mill to come up to fix. They finally did, it's going to cost $5,000 to get the J channel, and I don't understand all that. Your ability might know, but the stuff that's going to fill that gap in between the door and where the brick starts out there, and the same thing. I mean, so when the building was built, the windows are straight, they're like this, and they're all out of plumb.
Is that still settling, or they're building that way?
I don't know. It's going to be settling. But you can go see, you can go look at it, you can see the brick is level, and you can, you know, that's, they showed me the level, and then there's a lot of plumb, and so, anyway, because of the brick and the stuff, you got these gaps and things, and so,
I asked him if we could subtract that engineering mistake.
Yeah. Or,
See how they
take
for that.
Yeah. And I might go into that discussion too much, but so I think Mike, did we get a checkout this time for Jared?
Yeah, I sent it last week.
How about you know? I think it'd be nominated on the project.
Just under 67,000.
Okay.
66,980.
Yeah. So the total of the project, I think the previous contract amount was 175, so we were 180. Jared's really good about that stuff. And, he was, he knew what to do, but he wanted Jones and Mill to make the decision. And he helped sway him in a way that would make it right. So, I appreciate Jared and the guy he's good. So, I hope that they're a company that they do a lot of projects down there. I really like them. I like Musk too. They're good. They have their own engineering. They do that inside. They gave me a lot of information on that, which is good to know. So. We're okay at 5,000, and I'll I haven't talked to Tom yet. In fact, I haven't talked to him after the meeting about it. And, you know, asked him why, you know, whatever happened. That wasn't thought of before. But, you know. Anything else you want me to pass on or say? Or? So the wellness center, you don't know, the car ran into the side of it, which I've always, since the day of the bill, I thought some cars were going to come flying across the parking lot about 40 miles an hour and hit the brakes and slide on ice and go through the building. It wasn't that, but they parked the car and got out and left it in drive and ran into the side of the building. So luckily we got these guys here, and it's pretty much the same material, and so that, I think it was 1,500, and Cam worked with Jared, and the guy went over to look at it. I think it's 1,500 total to fix the side of the building. And it's supposed to be the same color, but obviously the fading and everything, you're probably going to notice a little bit of the difference there. But it will fix it. And then, well, maybe I'm talking about item mold here. Anyway, Jared's like, I got all these concrete bumper stops, pump stops for the reach down in front of all the hotels. They're really, he's like, we paid $80 for them. We'll give them to you at $50 installed if you guys want some. So, there's 14 of them. Oh, they're just in front of the building. Mm-hmm. I thought it's probably good for them.
Yeah.
You guys okay with that?
Yeah.
We got that on the agenda. But the question was, do we want to put them in front of this building also? And I think that's 18 more.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts? This building, I think they kind of kind of all these. Of course, that one is sloped away from the building too. The park is sloped away, so.
It's not a bad idea. I mean, it's not used as much, but.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Just my thoughts are on that is like, you know, we open the van here at the gym or whatever, and all these people parking here, and it takes one time for someone to drive their vehicle into this building, and that would pay for the bus.
Yeah.
You know, that's my thoughts on it.
How is it going to affect you?
I think it's fine.
Okay.
Yep. Wouldn't bother me at all.
Sounds good.
32, we did 18, 14, 32 times 50, about 1600.
Is there 18 parking spots in the
school? I thought the same thing.
I believe you guys didn't realize that.
You're starting to need a lot more, too.
That's true. I just didn't realize we have
it. And I think they, when they repainted it last year, they took away a spot right here. Get that back in these days.
Yeah, I mean, what you just said, it's about what it's costing to fix that right there.
Be okay to approve that right here. Let's do all red.
So let's go back up though to the $5,000 additional.
Okay.
We didn't do a motion on that.
That's right.
So can we approve that and then come back down?
Do we need to have a change order? Like,
yeah, he sent it over. He sent it all got right here.
Oh, okay.
I'll entertain a motion on that.
It's exactly $5,000. I'll make a motion that we accept the chair. $5,000.
Second. Motion by Mike, second by Bryce, all in favor?
Aye.
Sorry, said I get going along.
I'm like, no. It's all good.
Okay. Do you want to wait till we get to the bottom to do
No,
that?
You can go ahead and do that motion.
I'm taking a motion for the $1,500 fix on the wellness center.
I think you said 16. Is that 15 or?
$1,500 for the fix and $1,600
for
I'll second.
Motion by Gary, second by Cam, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, walking path, master plan. I just don't think anything's going to happen right now. Unless somebody tells me if you want me to go, and the council decides, if you want me to start working on a sidewalk, you want in. That's one of those things where we paid to have the plan drawn up and we didn't plan to get a side and get money down. And I think the pawn's going to be, I don't think we're going to recourse this. At least the time being, as we said.
Changing everything you said.
Not tough.
Well, they want to do more ceiling in the pawn.
I said we make a choice on a couple of these projects we've got going on now.
Got away.
Get through those and see what happens.
Okay, let's pull that off soon until we get done.
Okay.
But somebody, you got to start having some areas that we need to start working on, you know, and get going. Town park remodel. You probably have gotten a little bit.
Yeah,
I think they're,
I haven't heard anything since we last met.
I think
over
they're
here.
Getting elevations and stuff.
Surveyors were here this week and I talked to them.
Yeah.
They were. He was confused about how to separate the bill between the parking and the street coming in. He didn't have the specifics on that center street extending it and how far to go. And so anyway.
Oh, was he going to release that to you?
Yeah. That's right. So just shoot the whole place. And
yeah.
Pretend that the park was on that.
Got it. Yes. Okay, dot business license ordinance, so this is just a new business license. Not an issue, but.
It's more like an amendment, right? Like
just amending the old business license. I don't know exactly what it added.
Just that they have to bring in their tax information.
Okay, yeah.
They verify that they are up to date on their tax.
Yeah. Did you review it all today? I looked through it, but I don't know.
Yeah, it just matches the county one. I don't know that there's much that you need to. I just know that people get confused because you can't very. I mean, a lot of the services are income tax services versus tax services. So you really can't. I mean, they can bring in their tax returns, but to me, that's too far. It's more just the sales tax that needs to be verified. So I'll issue a letter to everybody that has a business license that'll be required next year when they renew.
Did you get a copy of this?
Mm-hmm.
That I can forward it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess we just have to adopt this business license. That's what it says in the end. I sent that out to everybody. Anybody got a question? Not entertain a motion to adopt the business license.
Make a motion to adopt the amended business license ordinance.
Can we exempt these guys that are in here for a business license from using that since they've already filled out the old one?
I don't think so. Like,
I mean,
when they renew, they'll have to show proof.
Okay. These guys right here. He's in for a business license. And leave you if he has one.
Well, yeah, they need to. Yeah, well, he showed me his tax certificate that he registered.
Also,
you just have to have a tax number.
Yes, he also got that one.
So that's some change.
But they'll renew again in January because their license isn't prorated.
Okay. Right.
So come January, he'll have to prove that he paid taxes. His might be income tax too. Like, however you set his business.
Okay.
So right now, no, but I still need his tax number on the form.
He'd be able to have it. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, entertain a motion. Somebody make a motion.
Mike,
give me a second. Second by Jerry. Al Taylor.
Aye.
And Cody. Okay, additional light fixture purchase for the Tesla project. I think we talked about it in our budget hearing that it comes to $2,632.50. Previously, they thought that they could just open arms and two lights. That way, they put them over here. Well, the arms don't fit our old lights, so they had to purchase the other two lights. So, comments on that?
How much was it again?
$2,633.50.
Okay.
I'll entertain a motion to approve that.
I'll make a motion to approve the purchase of the additional light fixture.
Motion by Mike, second by Jerry, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Alright, Ruby's in the building from that rodeo. I was at the meeting yesterday, you were there. Did they come in for that? Or
They didn't. Brady wasn't ready.
Okay, so we'll pass on that for now. Tim Leach building permit?
Yeah, I was hoping to get approval today from the council on my additional dwelling unit. Just there by my house that I'd like to construct.
You had planning commission yesterday?
Yeah.
I thought I was in there, you were the chair, so.
Yeah, it passed.
Just kind of report who was there. And
yeah, so we had Paul was there, Cox, and then David Tebbs, and Skyler Syrett, and Clay Chenoff. And I kind of abstained, being it was my project. Guys, the form was filled out. They had some questions about setbacks and stuff, but we need all that.
Okay, that was good. Did you get the project approval when you got it? Okay. Any questions? I'll entertain a motion for Tim to go in for now.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Gary. Second by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Gene, Highway 12 sign remodel?
Yeah, the one down that you, when you're coming off of 89, that series of boards that we have, the Bryce Canyon City has been up for a couple of years. It's just kind of a maintenance issue. I hate for them to get too faded. There's people with opinions on billboards, so I figure if we keep them working. $1,300 to, well, $1,306, and that's installed to replace the vinyl, and they're good for a couple of years, and then they start to fade.
Okay.
But I think
see something different. Anybody who's got a nice advertising?
It's pretty clean, and people can figure it out when they're driving by. So, the messages were open here.
No other calling. I'll entertain a motion. 1300?
1306. What they quoted.
Okay. Entertain a motion.
I'll second.
Motion by Cherison and by King. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We talked about the bumper stop purchase from Wellness Center, fire station. The only thing I want to bring up is that we talked about paving, and we talked about up on, I don't remember the name of the road, but up around Deans and those.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and got calculations on that on the Tesla side. You're looking at about 13,000 square feet. And I still don't know if the Tesla thing will happen or not. But if it does, I don't think it'll happen for a few weeks. They're going to kill the next budget. But I think they're starting that road to repave up in front of Deans. Just right there at the edge of that campground area, just over the Blaine's. And that one's about 10,000 square feet. And
and who's doing that project?
Their name is Marty Company. You guys know? One that Chet went to, he got fraudulently.
They delivered equipment yesterday because I was bringing the machines in.
So the original bid when they did it was they included Main Center Street. We're not paying for that, so I think that was around 70,000. So that we won't have that.
Okay.
So. All right, Terry. Department reports. I've got involved with the Tesla project up there, so they started on that. They had to cut some of the curb. I know they broke a bunch of sprinkler lines and pulled them away. And they kind of told Tanner that it was up to us to fix it, and so I called them. Anyway, they're going to, I think they're going to fix it. The one lady said that, oh yeah, you guys fix it, we'll pay you for it, or hire somebody to fix it. And so I don't know. They said, last I talked to them, guy on site said they were going to fix it. So we really need to keep tabs on them before they start covering things up.
I think they're the main line that broke.
So we probably got to go up there another day to turn it on. Because the main line underneath Clay says that was, when the water was on, it wasn't, because it should have been a supply line, it wasn't after a valve. So it would have been, it would have been faulted. Pushing up water.
I just know that one that we had brought up out and capped that day. Now they said that one was spewing out when we were testing.
That one's got to be fixed before. So we need to keep an eye on it.
Yeah. But the bigger one down deeper, that could be another dead or.
Yeah, Clay said it's from the old pool. So I hope so. But yeah, they did come out of it. Anyway, but we might have to go up there when they're there. I've never seen them. And turn the water on and find out what kind of mess they have to fix before they start. And
do we want to talk about like the city park cameras and stuff? Or?
Oh yeah, bring it up. That's all I have. We'll go here and you bring it up. We'll talk about it. Tanner, go ahead.
So all the trash you see over there is what I picked up this morning. I'm picking up about that much every single day. I don't know if you guys seen that right there. That's what I'm picking up at the park almost daily. It's ridiculous. And I can't, I can't be around about 3 at night, 12 at night when they're there trashing it. So I've talked to Shiloh and maybe a couple others about
two or three on that main light pole that has like the main, that has the power and the rainbird. It's at the corner of the basketball courts. He said since that one has live power, like 24/7 live power to it, he can put a box on that, or we can put a box on that pole and have two or three cameras up on that pole watching, you know, the basketball court and some areas there, maybe one looking over at the play area. And then he can put one or two of the restroom over there watching that way. And then he can run it all from the corner of this building, line of sight. He says there's a good line of sight, so it can all run from, like, be reported here. He hasn't given us an estimate yet. He's working one up for the cameras and stuff, but it's just something to think about so that we can keep a better eye on the park and maybe catch who's doing this stuff and how we, you know, sight it. The lady that's here, Officer Twitchell, Tiffany, that's here now, 2 days a week, I guess, she was asking me about city ordinances and stuff and what we have, and I wasn't sure what all we have, anything. And she said something like the park being littered like that and stuff, you know. She's like, I'm happy if you can do the main, you know, video or anything, I'm happy to go issue citations and, you know, try to put a stop to it. It's just getting old. I've talked to people and...
Do you think it's city residents or do you think it's terrorists?
City residents, 100%. Yeah. Yeah. Because I'll clean it up. I'll drive by there at 10 o'clock sometimes. They're all sitting there at that one picnic table. A bunch of young kids, you know, anywhere from 13, 14 up to 18 or more. And they all have their... It's always these styrofoam cups. You know, and they all got them. And then the next morning, they shattered all over the park everywhere. And there's a trash can right there. Come on, guys. It's right there at the edge of the... At the... You know, walk 20 feet. Put it in there. It's just getting old. So, that and just, I don't know, I think the cameras for that, plus, you know, just a safety thing, something happens or someone gets hurt or whatever, maybe have an eye on it. But so there's that, and then Wellness Center, I've had a customer that came in a few months ago and her and her husband bought a membership. I don't know how long they paid for it. I'm guessing 6 months to a year. They paid for a membership, and then, like, something happened, and they had to leave the area. And she's been asking for a refund, and I've never done a refund. I don't know if we even offer that, so I don't know.
We have. I have to do it through QuickBooks.
Okay.
So I remember it was a pain. I need their information.
Okay. Yeah, I just...
Remind me to look at it. We've done one before. But
so is it possible? I can tell her that I can...
Yeah, I think in the original we tried to steer away.
Mm-hmm.
But if they had to leave, something happened.
Right, that's what it sounds like. Something happened, like medically or something. I don't know. You know, they had to leave.
They could issue every month when I'm happy and they want a refund.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay, well then I'll gather their information and find out how much they paid.
Okay, and how much to refund?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get with you on that. And then the last question I had was, I guess, more of a personal question. Haley and I want to buy some plots at the cemetery, but like we walked it and found an area that we'd like to buy 4 plots, but we don't understand the map or what's even available, or if it's accurate. So how do we?
I should show you. I mean, I might as well open it. The map online is live, it's updated.
Oh yeah, I was going to send that to you, to Shiloh. I read that this morning. It was cute. Well. Bristol.
I should have checked that before you left.
It's cute.
Your name is?
The mayor. Wait, something about that. The mayor. So.
Yeah.
speed bumps and speed pumps. We were wanting to look at getting some more just to have, to be able to put them in a few other places, plus have a few for just replacements if some get damaged. I don't think we need, on that paper, I don't think we need the speed bump end caps. We don't use those on the speed bumps. I think they would just get torn off and fall off, and they're not worth the money spent. So if you take that out, and then I asked them to quote me for 12 of the speed bumps. So a speed bump is what we have right now. They're smaller. A speed hump is bigger hump. And so the speed bumps are what you're seeing out there right now. And I asked them to quote me for 12 of them. So if you went up to 12, from 9 to 12, it would bring the total on that from 773.91 to 1,031.88, and then take away the 212.76 for the end caps for those, because we don't need them for those. And then the 24-inch speed hump, so the speed humps, the bigger ones, they only come in 2-foot sections, and you have to build them and put them together if you want a longer stretch. So you quote us for 12 of those. Those you bump caps. The end caps, and then 42-inch candlestick cones, 12 of those, with the bases. You can see all the prices over there on the right. So, in total, with taking away the speed bump end caps, and then adding 3 more of the speed bumps, it's $2,894.56.
Tell me that what's the difference between the humps and the bumps, where you put them on.
The humps. They don't hit as hard. You kind of just go up and over them, but it slows you down. They're wider. They're bigger. And I guess, I don't know who told me, but someone said they were looking at trying to put them between, like somewhere in the area of, like, the diner and the restaurant in that area, the speed house.
What a building.
Back in Ruby's, you know, they were going to do it, which never did. But we kind of own that now, so.
Will they stay in place better than the bumps?
Doing pretty good, other than when they drag huge cattle trailers over it with their brakes on.
Yeah. That's when they race up to them, hit their brakes, and then just
pulls it up. But yeah, I redid that one. I've only seen one so far that's came up, and that's the one with the cattle trucks coming down, hitting and braking on it. But I nailed it down even better, so maybe it won't. So I think the speed bumps with the nails I'm using are actually holding up really well. And the speed humps are the same. They're going to have the same nail holes and stuff. But I would imagine that. They're bigger, heavier, you know, and they're less aggressive. They're just, you know, help them over. But
so before we go on the cemetery, let's just talk about those. I think what we need to do is decide if the council wants to do with these, and then get a quote for what we're figured out what we want. So right now, I know you can see on there we've got one set right there, speed bumps, and then one right here by the park, and I think that's all that's on this side.
What about the beams?
By Dean's house.
Yeah, we get one here.
One between the.
In other words, BBL.
BBL is Old Town.
That's the one I've had several requests to move them.
So that. It was just ironic yesterday. I was on my bike and followed the laundry.
Okay.
And they actually almost stop and they go over it like this, but that trailer, it hits, and when it hits the bottom, it knocked the wood clear out of it. And I was right behind him on my bike. And it was really bad. Yeah. Just comes up, and then when it hits that lightweight trailer, which they're getting rid of those hopefully in the next 4 months, but I really think we'll be happier with the speed humps.
So I know you replace those with speed humps.
Might be good. I'll tell you this, just go to TikTok and search speed humps. Hitting one of those 120, you ain't gonna hurt your car. I mean, it'll tear your drivetrain up hitting 120. You hit one of those with the speed humps going 20, it will rip the bumper off. You'll catch air and
speed limit's 15, isn't it?
You think?
Yeah.
It is.
That's suggestion.
It is, but it isn't. Well, I think Cam had a conversation with Tiffany, and so she knows. She had no idea that these were city streets. So.
She's going to start enforcing.
Licensed ATVs, kids with no helmets.
Yeah. These out here, these people who live from here over, they would rather drive all around here as fast as they possibly can. Come all the way back down here, come all the way in here. So, yes, we know.
So, I have some complaints from employees that will go there and say that people just go out around them and bust this thing.
Yeah, you're right. That's why I think you got the camera.
clay set, you can put some boulders.
Clay
set, clay set, at some point he grabs some big boulders and place over there.
Let's see, over here by the park, there's around your candlestick. So we need to put a boulder or something
there.
And then over here with the trailers, I pulled a picnic table because people were going right up under Fifth Well over here with the trailers behind my laundry.
It's crazy.
So I pulled a picnic table underneath that Fifth Well so they don't go under that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just do the speed bump, just slow down.
Try landmines on the side of it.
What's that?
Landmines.
There you go.
That would stop quick if we put spikes on both sides. Tire spikes.
We've got one, obviously the one right here. I don't know where the other one is right here. I don't think I've ever ridden on that. Is there one right here?
I think
there
is.
So,
where you at?
Old Bryce Cameron. So yeah, we have the set right here that's in the laundry store.
And then you have one before.
We have another set right here. Mm-hmm. Then we have another set. By the employee housing up here. Employee housing right here. Mm-hmm. That's where the big area where they're zipping around it and stuff. But I did put two candlesticks. I shouldn't be able to zip around it right now. But
there's
removing the candlesticks?
Yeah.
They open down?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're going up and around them.
Because
you
had one on each side. Yeah. Now the one on the left. Over
yeah, the nails are down, so they're pulling the nails out of the ground.
Yeah. My opinion is we buy spike strips. I've had it.
So, or we implement a system where the camera takes a picture of your license plate.
That too.
Are these vehicles or ATV
poles? I think. Because
I listened to a whole thing going on and out of the room this morning about people that were out there and doing all that.
Well, that's happened too. I mean, I got.
Said that somebody ran right over that pressure valve on a canal.
Yep. They ran over the pressure.
I know which car did that.
They're employees. So.
Yeah. Well, but the car's gone now. After I seen it and got a call on it, we wasn't able to find it. I haven't seen it since. But they were staying in employee housing. I don't know where. Did they pull the car or what?
I've never seen law enforcement pull anybody over for speeding on any of these streets. Is it kind of like what you just said? They were city streets where she could do that.
Yeah, she just started.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Because that's something you can request. Like, can you patrol your size?
We've already talked to her.
Yeah. Oh. She's going to. Yeah. She's going to start issuing citations for people speeding. And she said littering. If we catch, if we catch people littering or that.
I even told her, just so you're aware, I even told her to pull over people with seatbelts. So I'm tired of watching kids almost get killed.
Yeah.
Idiots behind the wheel. So I told her to abide by every law and write people tickets steep enough to knock it off. It's the only way we're going to learn.
So on this side, what do we want to purchase? Are there places we need to put some in? Are there places we need to move them? So, where's the rodeo grounds right there?
I think maybe we try to hunt right here. So
we can replace the speed bumps as well.
I mean, I don't know. You got part of me wants to get to these speed bumps and look at it and see if it does buy before we buy any more, because if that's a better route, maybe that's the route we ought to go. But I'm having a hard time.
That's what I'm like. Maybe get two sets of
them. Maybe get two sets of those and leave everything else off for a minute. And then, because then maybe we want to go hauls. But I'd like to just, I'm having a hard time pitching the difference, like that pull over.
You'll see, it's like this wide.
Yeah,
you should pull it up and show
this
your video.
This wide and this tall, and the others are this wide, and so it's just less above.
But I mean, if they're better, I'd just go that route, not buy any of the bumps.
We'll get Kirby to open up his chop shop and fix the bumpers.
So on those speed humps, what?
You said they come in 2 foot sections?
Yeah, right there, 24 inch. So these speeds are 24 inches long.
Really 24.
And you got to put them together if you want a longer stretch.
So that went for $76 for 2 feet versus the other ones are $85 for
6 feet,
6 feet.
Yeah,
those are huge restaurants.
But I think in areas where like these trailers and stuff where the employees are struggling, like maybe do the speed humps. But I still think the speed bumps are still a way to go for other areas.
So maybe right now we get one for going right there by between BBL
and the whole town.
And then one by the boiler and two.
So we'll measure that.
I'm guessing we're gonna need 8 feet for each one, or not 8 feet.
24 probably.
What is this? What is the construction across the
wire? For me.
me, I can't go square that off without capstones. These are a piece of cake to go do, but without those, that make it hard. So it's just however we want to. So I carry on, whatever, however you want to do it, you can call Kate Brennan and we'll see what you do.
There you go.
504-504, you understand, Mark Jeremiah at the firm at the fire station.
Must be a high speed chase.
Send you a quote for
C5.
And I got one with 5 quarters.
With what?
Five quarters.
Oh.
Anyway, yeah, I think quote. I mean, I think every year you have to try to get a couple of them. Whatever.
That's nice.
Yeah, open up a couple of years.
Oh,
say
he wants to purchase that item. We allow that.
Well, I'd rather wait until it's done. Because if it's not cast on and it dies tomorrow, we have to put it in. So you might, you can see what happens when we don't have cast on, you get involved. They're kind of little.
Right.
So
I don't remember the process.
Yeah.
So,
as soon as you get it, send it to council and then ask it for them again.
Okay.
Just make sure as soon as it opens, we have a chance to sit around.
Yeah, see, most of the 17, 18.
We make the decision at the other.
Yeah, can you die?
Sure. Restroom right now. She's just gone to the restroom. It's a standby. But she wants to go to the restroom in case it's all of a sudden a call. But yeah, I can
kind of
take
cool.
Over. That works out. Okay. Yeah, she'll be right down.
Right. So are we. Are we good to let Drew give us a quote then for the hose over there?
Yeah, is everybody okay? Are you interested in cameras there?
The city fire station?
I think we got one or two, but that's up to you guys.
Well, I'm good.
I mean, that was not unfortunate that he answered it. I'm great with it. She's willing to go write a ticket.
Yeah, she said it. So I talked to her.
I personally believe it's the same thing with speeding. Until some $100, $150, some money starts changing its hands.
Yeah,
they're going to go around speed bumps. They're going to figure it out until money talks.
Well, one other thing too. So. If it is, I'd say we man the park.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go down to the park building, you don't belong there. I have no issues at all doing that. Like Rex is saying, I mean, it's
another question I had is I've noticed a lot of these people who I think are doing this, they're going in and out of the two side gates and they're leaving trash right there by the gates. And that trash can's over here on this corner, you know? So what if we shut those gates and put a lock on them because it ain't walk around fencing into the park? Does that make sense?
It's that one on this side is initially broke.
I know, we need to repair that and fix that. I don't know what. I've been doing like that for a while.
See what happens with our remodel problem.
As I said, that's the only, I like the edit cameras, but I want to put some up on phone and have, you know, like, we see how we end up moving forward or something.
Mm-hmm.
But adding a camera is a good idea.
Yeah. Well, he's got line of sight to the whole park, he said. Like, so he said, I can put cameras anywhere and we're going to be good. So even if the pole has to be moved down the road,
yeah,
he's going to have the same line of sight, you know.
I would say the other thing that helps, I mean, when I dealt with other problems is, I seen a kid there last night, just go have a conversation saying, and started off with, I seen him playing on concrete, playing soccer on concrete, so that's not an issue, and that answer, that's what I did with playing last night, but, so hey, what, you know, what do you guys like about the park? We help to keep it clean, and we're kind of getting better, and I think.
Can we go to the time?
Littering.
Yeah. Because I don't think of it.
I can talk to him and let him know it's not okay to litter. We want you to be here.
You can put up a sign that littering is a yellow fine.
Yeah.
And we'll be enforced.
Yeah, she said if we can give her, as a proof of who's doing it, she'd go pay him a visit.
If they know they're going to get fined for littering, they might stop it.
And curfew, is there any kind of a curfew for the city park? She asked me that, because she's like, where I come from, up in northern Utah, every park has a curfew. 11 or midnight, it's done. I think we have it set to come on at 9 and off at midnight. But
we haven't had a lot of problems. Usually when the lights go off, kids go home.
Along with the signs, like when we make signs, that say no, littering, if you litter, there's a fine, park, if you guys want to have it closed at midnight.
The problem with that is you have somebody enforce it too. I don't think she's going to be out here
before. Yeah.
I say we start less than that.
I think when the lights go out, they usually go home, and it's been,
if someone just starts to solve it, then we can look at that later on.
Less is dead is if we have signs saying, if you litter, there's this amount of fine, and word it like there's cameras watching, like if we get cameras, I think between them seeing the cameras and seeing the signs, gotta make sure it's in Spanish, because I've already been there and done that, where they said, oh, we can't read it, they're talking to me in perfect English, but tell me they could read the warning sign, So we gotta put them all in Spanish too.
Okay.
Anything else?
We're still getting our stone rounded up for it.
There will be a little purchase of stone today with the shovel.
Yeah, we didn't have any.
No, not very much.
Okay, so you have to purchase stone.
So
if he says you're going to try to pick it up next week, right?
Well, if it comes together, I guess. Now they're sending samples for us to make sure it works. So I'm trying to get the scent right here.
Okay.
But they look good.
Harrison
started. He's chipped a lot of the old stuff on. So we'll get it before. Or next year.
Yeah.
Flower pots, I'm going to get them out today. I know them on Monday. They've been hiding in Dean's shop. And then I should have brought them. Jean gave me the kiosk signs, but they're metal. The Jade is designed, and they're pretty cool. I should have brought to look. So we need to get that. Jean and I is going to go sand in and stain in some kiosks. Maybe next week.
Yeah, after. We've got the parts for that.
Yep.
Just need to do it.
Next week, hours.
Okay, thank you.
Also, next year I would like to purchase some new flower pots. One was completely broke, so I sort of came up one last minute that we're using. They don't match, so don't pay attention, you OCD people. And next year, I'd like to buy, whether if you guys want to do like beer barrels, like what Ruby's have, even though those are heavy. When these plastic ones, so we'll bring that up, but I will need to get new pots.
That's it.
I don't think I have anything. The thing's not working today.
You got an energy drink?
No, I gotta go get one.
I'm just trying to think where she scrolled
to. We're on the planning.
Hey, go ahead. He's applying for a business. Okay, how are you doing?
Well, the company's called Get Lost Tour Company. Easton Sire and I came up with this idea a few years back in 22. And it's finally got to a point to where we can do something. Ultimately, the idea is to have a tour company in and around Bryce to give tourists the opportunity to experience Bryce as we have, by giving them just a unique experience, taking them to places that they wouldn't have gone before, and maybe places that they just wouldn't have the know-how. So the tours would be hiking tours, rappelling tours, and UTV tours. Permits will all be acquired. This is the first to apply for those permits, so they're not yet acquired. But really, just love it here. And I am super passionate about just the beauty of this town and surrounding areas. And I feel like a lot of people, from experience of giving tours out in Zion, I've had a lot of people say that they love Bryce and they were able to national parks, but Bryce Canyon, you can only stay here for so long, and without people telling them where to go or what to do, they tend to move to the next, whether it's national park or next city or whatever on their trip. So in that process of talking to these guests out in Zion, I realized there was a big need to show people what we have out here. A lot of people have never even heard of Kodachrome when they've come to Bryce Canyon for 2 decades every summer. So ultimately, I just want to bring just true beauty back into the eyes of everyone who comes by, give them a reason to stay a little longer, and experience Bryce the way I know it.
I like it. From council?
It's great.
I think, did you discuss this in here?
We discussed Payton's
benefits and everything. We don't have anything.
We just verified his form was all filled out, and he had both those tax ID numbers. And there was questions about UTV staging and stuff like that. Payton's not doing UTVs currently, but if he ever does, he would probably be buying his own locator, like staged in a residential area and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, I like it.
Where are you planning to run them out of? Just your house?
Yeah, so at first, where we don't have a site, we'll be meeting at trailheads.
Okay.
Or the visitor center, whatever it is. Moving forward, we would like to have an operation site, so that would probably look like buying property eventually. I want to stay in Bryce for as much as I can. So, yeah, moving forward, that's where vehicles would be staged out of and tours would move out of wherever that property is.
Like it. Awesome.
Yeah. No comment or anything about it?
Make a motion to approve the business license for Payton.
Second. Motion by Mike, second by Gary, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And for media, do we have his paperwork?
Yeah, it's in the office.
So the year, I think it's just a...
Yeah, it's just an online marketing website.
It's just an awful spot. Or photography, you just take pictures, he doesn't sell... print picture, not as a sell, just digital. So I know it's treated a little different, like he doesn't have to... Did he have to have the tax name?
Yeah, he's got his tax ID number. It's going to be an LLC. Creative Services, Photography, Videography, Web, and Graphic Design. So on this one, where he lives in housing, do we need Groupies Inn's approval? I know that was a He said there's really no impact.
Everything's online?
It's all online.
And I, you know, just going back to some of the other business licenses, if we can issue the business license, but ultimately, if Ruby's in trouble, allow him to have a business, and that's on him. So I think we're okay.
Yeah, I know.
And I know, you know, the rules that Ruby's has on that. Selling cars or whatever, you know, that's their rules. That's up to them. If they come to town and say, we can pull the business license, but I'm not going to force their rules for them. So, I don't know. You have a comment for anybody? Maybe you just take a picture of me.
Yeah, like website designs, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Any other comment? Any motion on that?
Make a motion to approve the business license for any of you.
Second. Motion by Mike Ranger.
Aye.
Financials.
So, Mike, on that $500 that we approved for the 4th of July, you didn't have a check, did you?
I don't think I did.
Okay, because they might just give me, I might just purchase this stuff that equals $500 on my credit card, so don't do a check.
Okay.
If that's okay, I guess.
Yeah, I actually forgot about that.
Okay.
Warrants are that last few pages. You got all the envelopes? Are they okay?
Yeah, I started using them. Okay, they look fine.
Rocky Ridge? Is that?
That was. Baseball stuff.
Oh,
so baseball.
Baseball.
The Royal Flush and Ruby's Inn, $400 out for the repair of the sewer over at the show stop.
Good thing we had Clay on hand. We saw pipes and fell this out. Could tear them out of town. They figured out how to use a jet or two. So. Any other questions on the warrants? No, I'll entertain a motion to approve those.
Motion to approve the warrant.
Second. Motion by Cherry, second by Pat, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Next meeting, we won't have a meeting, regular meeting next week.
The next one's July 10th.
Is that right? It's the 10th, Mike. I'm on MGM.
It's got to be before the 10th.
I'm on MGM agenda, sorry.
It'll be the
what is it?
July 3rd.
I'm glad you said something, sure. July 3rd. Motion under LBA.
Motion under LBA.
Motion by Mike, second by Jerry, all in favor?
Aye.
And no business in here, so I'll take a motion to adjourn our LBA.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion by Mike, second by Jerry, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and we have held an executive session to discuss possible rate approval, but talk about employee.
Motion to enter executive session.
Motion by Mike, second by Jerry, all better.
Aye.
You just want to do it right here? No. You want to have Tanner stay first? Talk to him first before? I think we're
going to
do it.
You just have to do that more than that.
No.
Right, man.
Oh, man.